We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, January 15th. The 20th-ranked CU basketball team is hitting the road today for tomorrow night's Pac-12 conference tilt at Arizona State. Now, of course, the Buffaloes opened up the season versus ASU. That was a non-conference game, topping the Sun Devils 81-71 in Shanghai, China. However, Tad Boyle says that game back on November 8th is a lifetime ago for both of these basketball teams.
We're a different team, but they're a completely different team because they didn't have Romello White or Tayshaun Sherry or Mikey Mitchell. Those are three big guys that are playing basically the majority of their minutes. So we played a team that was really guard heavy and guard oriented, which they still have good guards. You know, you still got those guys. But they're adding their front court to the equation. So it'll be a much different Arizona State team, and it's going to be a team that we're going to have to really, really guard the basketball because they can put points on the board in a lot of different ways, and we're going to have our thinking caps on when it comes to that.
So the Buffs hit the road for a pair of games this week in the desert. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, down in Tempe, it's Colorado and Arizona State. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 6:30. The game will air in Denver at 850 KOA at 94.1 FM. We'll have the tip-off between the Buffs and the Devils at 7 Mountain Time. And, of course, on Saturday, Colorado will be in Tucson at 12:30 Mountain Time to take on Arizona. For more on the Buffs prep for the desert, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. And the Colorado women's basketball team has got a one-game week as they'll take on their travel partner Utah for the second time this season, Friday night, January 17th at the Event Center. The Buffs beat Utah 80-70 in Salt Lake City to open up Pac-12 conference play back in December. And congratulations to Antonia Balzert from the tennis team and Aaron McCoy from the men's track and field team. They're the student athletes of the month and have been selected by the Herbst Academic Center staff for their dedication, hard work, and success in academics. This award is presented on a monthly basis to one female and one male student athlete who display excellence in the area of academics. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.